WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. And let's be honest, sometimes staying focused and motivated feels about as easy as trying to herd cats. Or maybe like wrestling a squirrel on a sugar rush. Ever feel that way? You know, the kind of day where your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, and your willpower is thinner than a politician's promise? We've all been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about being some superhuman Zen master who never gets distracted. It's about developing tools and strategies to navigate the chaos of life with more clarity, focus, and resilience. So, buckle up because today we're diving into 5 powerful Stoic principles that can help you slay distractions, boost your motivation, and finally get things done. Let's talk about recognizing what's truly important. Sometimes we get caught up in the whirlwind of emails, notifications, and social media updates, chasing after things that ultimately don't matter. A key Stoic principle is identifying your values, those core beliefs that guide your actions and give your life meaning. Think about it. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, creating meaningful work, or contributing to something bigger than yourself? When you're clear on your values, you can prioritize tasks and activities that align with them, making it easier to stay focused on what truly counts. Number 2. Embrace the power of negative visualization. No, this isn't about dwelling on doom and gloom. It's about mentally preparing for potential setbacks. Imagine yourself facing a challenge, like a looming deadline or a difficult conversation. Think about how you might react, how you could overcome it, and what resources you have at your disposal. By anticipating obstacles, you can develop strategies to navigate them effectively and avoid being thrown off course by unexpected events. Now, let's talk about number 3, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditating monk, although that wouldn't hurt. It's simply about bringing your full attention to the present moment. When you find your mind wandering, gently guide it back to the task at hand. Whether you're working on a project, having a conversation, or enjoying a meal, savor each moment fully. This mindful approach helps sharpen your focus and enhances your appreciation for the simple things in life. Number 4. Cultivate self-discipline. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of mastering our desires and impulses. It's not about suppressing them altogether, but rather learning to channel them constructively. Think about it this way. Your phone is constantly buzzing with notifications, tempting you with distractions. But with a little discipline, you can set boundaries, silence those alerts, and reclaim your focus. Remember, small acts of self-discipline add up over time. And finally, number 5, celebrate your progress. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reminds you that you're making progress towards your goals. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on a big project with a looming deadline. You feel overwhelmed by the to-do list. Notifications are popping up left and right, and your motivation is waning. This is where those Stoic principles come in handy. You take a deep breath, remind yourself of your values. Maybe it's about delivering quality work or contributing to something meaningful, and you start prioritizing tasks aligned with those values. You silence unnecessary notifications, embrace the power of negative visualization by anticipating potential challenges, practice mindfulness to stay present in each step, cultivate self-discipline to resist distractions, and finally, celebrate every milestone achieved along the way. See, you're not just surviving, you're thriving amidst the chaos. So, remember these Stoic strategies. Identify your values, embrace negative visualization, practice mindfulness, cultivate self-discipline, and celebrate your progress. These aren't just abstract ideas, they are powerful tools that can transform your daily life. Go out there, apply these principles, and watch your focus and motivation soar. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And let me know your thoughts. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to staying focused and motivated? Join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.